to mention some things about the second coming. And, we go back to the Millerites and we talk about faith, you know, and these people found this 2300-day prophecy and they figured it out. And they had faith that on the 22nd of October in 1844 that the Lord was going to come. And they had absolute faith. But they apparently got stuck on that one situation, and of course it didn't happen. But at that time, at the height of their situation, they claimed that they had 250,000 people that were believing that that was going to happen. And of course, when October 22nd, 1844 came and went, that whole organization basically collapsed. And because there was no more reason for it. And so out of that came our start. That came out with the Whites and Captain Smith. Or Captain Bates, rather, and so this is where we got our start. Now, I just want to read, but you know, this doesn't give up. I mean, we have had in the last 25 years that I know of, we have had three or four people that have set a date that the Lord was going to come, and then as one guy of all things, he wrote a book. And he got it published, and it sold like hotcakes, claimed he made $1 million off the book, and of course the Lord didn't come when he said it was gonna. So then he turned around, said he made a mistake, wrote another book, and sold that and made $700,000 off of that. And so he did well off the second coming, you know. But even right now, we have there's a person right now, and it's not an Adventist, I don't know who it is. But there's somebody right now that's advocating that the Lord's going to come in 012. Well, I guess I shouldn't say anything. I guess we'll just have to wait till 012 rolls around, and it either he's right or he's wrong. But I got to admit, I don't have too much faith in him. But anyhow, I just want to read some things in the Bible that tell us that we should never get caught up in trying to promote something to do with the second coming. We'll start with Matthew 24, 36-39. And it says, "But of that day and hour..." Now these are all Christ's words that I'm going to read to you. "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." In other words, it's not going to... It's once this comes, that even then it was there was a time frame. I think it mentions from the time that the angel closed the door on the ark, they had a week before it started to rain. But when the Lord comes the second time, there isn't going to be any week. And I want to go to Mark 13, and that is 32-33, Mark 13. "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." Now, you know, I would think that, you know, today, I mean, most everybody has a certain amount of knowledge of the Bible. And if they don't have, they can find it out. And but if the angels and as it says here, neither the Son, and this is Jesus speaking, only the Father. Now, you know, if that's how tight this thing is, for you and I to waste our time trying to figure this out is flatly nothing more than that's what it is, a waste of time, because we're never going to come up with it. So now one more. I have Acts 1:7. And this is just before Christ went up to heaven. And it says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. And so that is telling us there again that we are wasting our time thinking about this. But where we need to be, though, is, and I think we've somewhat touched this in the class in there, we need to be getting ready. We need to make sure that we are ready, because if this comes, and he mentions in the other place, there's lots of other places I'm not going to go into because I don't have the time, but if he mentions about coming, you know, it's going to be a surprise, and so therefore there's not going to be any month to get your act together. I mean, in other words, it's either together now or else. It's as simple as that. And so then I want to go another thing that that we hear, and this was just the other day. I listened some to WPEL, and this pastor was preaching on the second coming, and he was telling there again, like two people were walking down the street, and all of a sudden, one left. So he said, apparently that one person was raptured or taken to heaven. And so the other guy was there, so he just kept on walking, you know. I mean, not that it wasn't any big deal. And so this is going to happen all over. There was going to be different people taken, and others were going to just keep on doing their thing, and so it wasn't going to be too big a deal. But you know, the thing of it is, well, we don't find that. And I want to, the first one I want to read is Great Controversy 6:44. And then I have a couple from the Bible, three maybe. But anyhow, it says, amid the reeling of the earth, the flash of lightning, and the roar of thunder, the voice of the Son of God calls forth the sleeping saints. He looks upon the graves of the righteous. Then raising his hands to heaven, he cries, awake, awake, ye that sleep in the dust, and rise. Throughout the length and breadth of the earth, the dead shall hear that voice, and they that hear shall live, and the whole earth shall ring with the tread of the exceeding great army of every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Now that don't sound like business as usual to me. And so then I'll go over here. Let's go to Revelation 6. And that is 14 to 17. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, had themselves in the hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For that great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now that's a good question there. Who shall be able to stand? It's those that are on Christ's side, those that are in our lesson today. It ended up there were two ways to go. You either go Satan's way or you go Christ's way. Well, the ones that are on Christ's side are the ones that are going to be standing. And they're the ones that are going to go to heaven and live eternally with the Lord. And then one other one is, just a sample of what it's going to be here. I will read just one other text, and it says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So in other words, we need to have our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then Revelation 22:1-5, it says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. I think that we studied about that curse, I think maybe in Genesis. And so now that's going to be done away with. No more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And so that is where we are today. We're waiting for that. We're waiting for to see Christ coming in the clouds, but it's not going to be some quiet situation. It's not going to be some place where somebody is going to just all of a sudden reach out and grab somebody. I mean, it's going to be a universal, in other words, when it says about the islands and mountains moved out of their place, I mean, you know, we have earthquakes today, you know. In fact, we just had, what was this one, three years ago there that was real bad. Was it Haiti or where was it? But there wasn't any islands moved out of their place. There was a lot of people lost their lives. But, you know, this is going to be something that this world has never seen. And so the ones that, there again, if we're on the Lord's side, we don't have to worry about it. I mean, if the winds of strife, which we say the winds of strife right now, the four angels in the four corners of the earth, the winds of strife are being held. But if all of a sudden they're let loose, and those of us that are on the Lord's side and do what the Lord wants us to do and have faith in the Lord, have nothing to worry about. I mean, as far as wringing our hands and worrying about the Ten Commandments and you know what I mean? Because we are going to be already above that situation. We are not going to be under the law. We're going to be above the law. And so I feel that this is where we are. This is where we should be, and in fact, this is where we really have to be. And so that is basically what I want to portray to you folk today. Lord, be with us in this life that we live today. We know that without your constant leveling hand and your strength that we can tap into, that we will never make it. So we ask you, Lord, to be available, and we know you are available all the time when we ask and for help and as we struggle to stay on your side, Lord. We ask that we are able to be with you, and if not to be alive when you come, at least we will be raised from the dead and we'll all go home to you, with you in heaven. We ask in your name, Lord. Amen.